There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On November the 2nd, I believe, 2007, newcomers check into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, for lots of information concerning this big new world order that is coming down. And also look into alanwattsentinel.eu for downloadable transcripts in the tongues of Europe. We're going through so many changes, but most changes that come our way are through the media. That's how we're informed of them. And most of the media is just giving you predictive programming. Little bits and bytes of information, not the whole story on anything, which is meant to brainwash you, really, into thinking that everything's just progressing along some strange path willy-nilly, and we're just evolving into something else, a new system, a new type of people. And everyone's heard recently about this super mouse that's all over the newspapers and the internet, no doubt. This super mouse has been genetically enhanced. It can go 5 miles at a trot and all that kind of stuff. Well, this is just a leakage they put out there to get you all thinking of modification, being modified yourselves, and maybe even thinking that you want to be, because they always put a little catch, a little plus on it, that this will help people in the future, such as athletes, for instance. Athletes can run faster and jump higher and all the rest of it. And you have to go behind the whole idea of the Olympics to find out what they really mean by that. Because the whole idea of the Olympics in the first place was to get the one at the top of the tree, the survival of the fittest, the strongest, the one who could come through. The ancient Olympics were just the same. The winner was allowed to have offspring, generally with a prince's or the king's daughter, and that's how they were chosen in those days. Modern athletics is really all about drug enhancement. Forget all the racing stuff. It's about drug enhancement, to see if you can get faster and faster, and it gets us used to watching them change and get stronger and put all these muscles on through the hormones, etc., they take, and they all take them. It comes out every year in little drips and drabs, but they're all into the drugs. The changing of the human body from what was to what will be. And we're being conditioned that eventually we're going to see types of humans who are enhanced. That's what everything is about really these days. So this little mouse, I hope they make a good trap for it, because there's a plague of mice up my way right now. Everyone's complaining. I don't know why they're so profuse, but they're all over the darn place. And they're selling plastic mousetraps now, plastic ones that won't even stay open. And then when you get one to stay open, you go down the next night and they're all tripped, but there's no mouse. It's just quite amazing. Other ones that you get that are plastic ones, you would take a Japanese sumo wrestler to trip the thing. The springs are so strong and so are the catches. So I hope they invent a new mousetrap for these super mice. They might be all over the place shortly, munching through all your possessions. But as I say, that's predictive programming. All of the genetic enhancements have nothing to do with mice. They don't care about mice. It's all about getting you used to the thoughts of incredible changes. And sometimes, mind you, you get the thought going through your head, I wouldn't mind having some of that energy, especially when you're burning the candle at both ends. You burn much brighter, but you don't last as long. And I found out that this morning when I got up at noon and almost missed my whole day. I'll be back with more after these following messages.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi folks, Alan Watt. Just cutting through some of this matrix and showing you that even the little news quips that are put out there intentionally, and every media has got the same stories. That's why you know it's intentional. If they're all independent, why don't they have so many other stories, since it's a big, big world out there? But they've got the same stories, and this is so you'll get used to the idea of changes, big, big changes coming along. And you'll accept them as new types of species, and even humans are presented gradually in your lifetime. Especially the young who are growing up, you'll definitely see them. And there's a movie called Gattaca. Gattaca, very good movie to do with this very thing of a two-tier class system. Those who are genetically enhanced and who had all the bad genes, you know, the nasty common genes removed, and replaced with superior ones from the aristocracy, those with virtue, you see, people with virtue, and how they become much healthier, they get all the top jobs, and you have the commoners down below. Excellent movie to watch, because that's also predictive programming, put out years ago, in fact, that movie, but it's also the truth. There's one thing you can take from science fiction, they always make it happen to be, because all the science fiction writers get their stories from the Future Society, which is funded by the big think tanks that plan the future. That's who gives them the ideas. And also find I get questions, too, from people who email me and ask me something like, well, I've read Agenda 21, and it seems quite nice. It's about the environment. And you can imagine I don't bother going any further with that kind of email. People out there are so brainwashed through their education and the media. Anything green at all is beautiful. They have no idea. And once you see all the cozy, buzzy, fuzzy words, like environment and green and yada, 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 they just go into this salivating state of la-di-da, where they're totally brainwashed, and therefore they can read things without realizing the consequences of what they're actually reading. What would all that lead up to? The habitat areas on in the UN's own website for the habitat areas, they tell you right out, there's no private property to be had. There'll be no private transportation for anyone. You'll have all these street committees, this new Politburo, going around examining everything and where you live and your home and all the rest of it. And you couple it with the ideas of Lord Bertrand Russell, where he says eventually money, as you know it, will be phased out. Money's taken on many attributes, many different types and forms. It doesn't matter what they give you, porcupine quills or beads or whatever. As long as you accept it as money, then they can make it into anything they want. And eventually, he said, the governments will issue everybody credits on a Monday, and you'll have to spend them all by the Friday, because it'll go right back to square one on the Monday again. You can't save up your credits. That's so that the lower level majority can't get ahead. They can't get a rise above each other. They'll all be equal. But as George Orwell said, some are more equal than others in such utopias. And that's the way it is with man. We saw this in the Soviet era, where the Soviet, and this was published in British newspapers in the 70s and 80s, the Soviet bureaucracies and the technocrats were living a comparable lifestyle to any bureaucratic position in a similar place in the West, a similar bureaucratic position. So they had all the goodies, all the toys, all the stereos, the cars, the chauffeurs, etc. So that's how such utopias work. It's only a utopia or an equality for the majority of the public at the bottom. Now, I always tell people to be careful how you guard your mind. You are the guard of your own mind. No one else's. And when you let yourself be downloaded without censoring what's coming in and filtering it, then you're being brainwashed. And most people get all their ideas from the media, which they've been taught and trained to believe is some kind of altruistic, special big brother that just is out there to keep them right on the right track. They truly, truly believe that, whereas their grandparents were brought up to be suspicious of the media because they had the histories of the big moguls and how they'd always used propaganda and disinformation to brainwash people before. Now they don't question the media. The media is some sort of altruistic, special type of people who get up and worry about the general public. They worry that you're not getting the right information or all of the information, and they fret and fume and cry a lot, apparently. It's because they really want to have you informed of everything you have to know. And that's how the general public perceive it. They are private companies, and information is everything. These are information wars, widely publicized in the 80s, and in fact in the 70s in some parts of Europe. They talked about the information wars to come, long before the public heard of computers or internet, even though Zygmunt Brzezinski, and check him up and see what he was into, top advisor into the military and all the rest of it, and presidents, a man into technotronic warfare ideas. And he wrote books in the 60s about this up-and-coming communications form that would eventually create a universal culture. That's what he said. That's what the internet would be for, long before we even had a computer. So nothing is given to the public without a purpose. It doesn't arrive on the shelves without a purpose. And even when it was happening and being pushed in Europe as a must-be, all the unemployed youth at the time were being put through computer training as programmers, until I think most of the country was unemployed and going through the training as programmers, and yet an overflow of programmers that were obsolete very quickly when they upgraded the computers. But it was a must-be when you saw all that was getting pushed towards it. And they even used the terminology that you better get into it now or you'll be left behind. the same terminology of the ads they used to join the European Union and all the countries. It said, you've got to join it, you've got to join it, you'll be left behind. It never said behind what, and what you were going into. It was just create a fear-type reaction so that people would just jump into it, as people unfortunately tend to do. And Al Gore, the allegory of Gore, is out there doing a job that he was picked to do long ago, I'm sure, as his ghostwriters write all his books for him, and his speechwriters write all his speeches for him, and as long as he can follow the lines and he doesn't foul up, he'll do a good job. It's all fake and all show, because the world is planned hundreds of years before in advance, step by step by step. And for those who doubt that, look into the histories of the British Diplomatic Society, Diplomatic Corps. The Diplomatic Corps hired men to go out and help design ways to conquer whole nations. It might take them their whole lifetime to do it, stir up and foment trouble, get tribesmen fighting against tribesmen, knowing who would win because you knew who you were going to back. And then once you'd won over them, you'd have someone else fighting them. And this went on and on and on. And that's what Napoleon meant by perfidious England. It kept changing sides all the time and making treaties with new ones. And those diplomats would work their whole life in a diplomatic corps going across the world, fomenting these revolutions. A good movie to see is called Burn. Burn. It was not pushed very highly. Marlon Brando starred in it. And it showed you some of these techniques being used in some of the slave colonies in the Pacific, and how it worked, how everyone was getting used for an agenda they didn't realize until it was too late. And Britain was a master at that. They could often go through two or three generations of bureaucrats all working towards the same agenda before they reached their goal. And that's how the world is planned. It's a long, long-term business plan, with every step of the implementation being put down and working exactly as planned. People say, oh, they're behind in their agenda. No, they're not behind whatsoever. They had it planned that 2001 would be the spark to unite Fortress America, as it's now called, and get us all together. I knew they'd have to use a different technique than they did in Europe, because in Europe they've been working since 1948 to surreptitiously join all the countries into one. In the U.S. it was different. They knew that they needed a different technique, because most of the citizens of the U.S. had some memory of something called freedoms and bills of rights and stuff like that, and there'd be objections. However, you overcome the objections in a state of war and martial law. So we've got it all bond together. We've got to unify all our security agencies. That was announced in the CBC Canada back at the end of 2001, that it was being done already. Now it is done, it's complete. There's even FBI offices across Canada. And we're all one big happy family now, except they keep the pretense of the border going because they want us all to have ID cards which are chipped. That's the reason for it. And Jax Ellul, who was the top man really in France, he was an advisor to the top presidents like Mitterrand. No one could see Mitterrand without asking this particular guy permission. And he wrote the book. It was called Winners and Losers in the Coming New World Order. Millennium, it was called. Millennium. Winners and Losers in the Coming New World Order. And Jack Zatali, his name was Attali, said, now he works now for the United Nations, so he's a big player. He helped unify Europe. He said eventually, much of Latin America will flood into the U.S., beginning with the southern states. And he said even hordes of barbarians will come in, the gangster groups, and they will cause mayhem for about a generation or two. But eventually they'll all be assimilated after about two or three generations. And to use the words of Mr. Rockefeller, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. So all the mayhem that's caused, as everyone rushes to the streets that they think are paved with gold, and all of the mayhem that results with the clashes of opposing cultures, different cultures, is just tough luck, isn't it? That's how they view it. Their agenda is rolling forward. And I have Mr. Rockefeller talking about that at a meeting. Now I'll be back after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and giving little tidbits on how this system works and how we've all been brainwashed our whole lives, really, to try and see a world as it's been presented to us from birth, and how we've got to see through it and see how it works, see how it all works. It's very clever, it's complete, it's called scientifically designed, according to Bertrand Russell and Huxley and others, a scientific type of dictatorship. An odd term to use, because that was really what Francis Bacon talked about when he wrote his book, The New Atlantis, and it was published in 1602, although it was already out in 1599. And Bacon talked about this place in the Atlantic, which of course is the Americas, where it would have a form of republican government on the surface, basically, meaning exoterically, but written reality would be run by a secret group of scientists. And those into the high occultic stuff have always been into science. We found that with the alchemists of the Middle Ages, the Rosicrucian types, and how they tried to use various means to gain powers or release powers from innate articles and metals and all the rest of it. And that led to the rush towards science, understanding nature as they used to couch it. But Bacon talked about the New Atlantis and how he even called it Solomon's Land, after Solomon, you see, and how it would be run by a secret society, in other words, with different rituals, customs, and degrees, and how it would come up to lead, appear to the world to be a champion of the free, and be very, very, it would not get involved with other countries' affairs. a sort of Monroe Doctrine, something that maybe they should have held to. But of course they couldn't, because the Anglo-American establishment that got together under the Council on Foreign Relations in America decided that the U.S. should take over as policeman of the world, and they've been bashing about all over the place ever since, and they still are doing it. So nothing is new at all. Nothing is new. Things are planned a long time ago. And we can find the histories leading up to the Council on Foreign Relations formation, its formation to do the job it's actually doing, and how they plan to get most of the major media in as members. You can ask to join it. You must be asked to join it if you have the right stuff, as they say. And Masons love angles, and the right stuff is the right angle. And they give you the right angles on stuff, not nearly the true angles, but they give you right angles all the time. We live in a psychopathic system, and unfortunately it's been that way since the beginning of at least money creation, where those who sought after it and wanted to live high on the hog like kings in comfort above the rest of the people took over. And unfortunately, in a world like ours, where people are fairly decent, fairly nice, those who are very aggressive tend to take over. And we've got to be very careful with those who oppose them, because the dialectic has been used again down through the ages. And you'll find often those who oppose them are simply psychopathics themselves, who are just as bad once they become the top cheese, when they take over and they're in power. That's, again, the history of the world. It's really battles between psychopaths at the top. Now, here's an article from The Guardian Unlimited. It says here, Hiroshima pilot dies aged 92. Fred Atwell and agencies, Thursday, November the 1st, 2007. The pilot of the U.S. bomber Enola Gay, it's a nice name that, Enola Gay, supposed to be his mother, which is a Masonic code actually in there, which in 1945 dropped the first nuclear bomb to be detonated in wartime, died today at the age of 92. And obviously he didn't die of radiation poisoning. Paul Tibbets was in command of the B-29. That's 9, 10, 11, and B is AB, so there's 13, and it's unlucky for some, according to the Knights Templars. B-29 aircraft, which dropped the 5-ton Little Boy bomb over Hiroshima as the U.S. tried to end the Second World War without a ground invasion of Japan. Up to 100,000 people are estimated to have died in the explosion. Mr. Tibbets requested no funeral or headstone because he feared they would attract protesters. In 2005, he said he wanted his ashes scattered over the English Channel, where he had enjoyed flying during the war. Well, during the war, he wasn't out joyriding. He was over there bombing, you see, over in Europe. So he enjoyed that. He always maintained that his conscience was clear over Hiroshima. I'm not proud that I killed 80,000 people, but I'm proud that I was able to start with nothing, plan it, and have it work as perfectly as it did, he said in a 1975 interview. Well, you see, that's a psychopath talking there, and I'm sure he was chosen for those particular traits. He didn't reflect on things, didn't have a conscience, didn't do things that would break normal people. And he was able to live a happy, happy life afterwards. And you see, that's the psychopaths we're talking about. There's lots of them out there, and within all strata of society, they're born every day, some of them. And we see more of them, of course, in the inbred families at the top, where that part of the brain just is missing. You can breed parts out, breed parts in, traits out, just like domesticated animals, according to Plato. And they certainly bred out that part in these characters long, long ago. But still, you always have that normally carrying or catching out or breaking out in the lower strata of society as well. And they tend to be recruited by military. They go into special forces. They go into hit teams. And they tend to enjoy their job. But the Enola Gay is just an anagram, if you really look at it. And I think I hear the music coming in. I'll talk more about this after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And I think we have a caller on the line, Vernon from New Hampshire. Are you still there?
Hey, Alan.
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
Not so bad, yeah.
Okay, I've been listening to your show, man. You totally on target, though. I'm telling you, you have this thing like all locked down. I'm sorry about my language. That's how I usually speak. I'm trying to be individual, too.
Yeah.
But I just got one comment I want to make to you. What I really understand about what's going on is like those people on the top, the elite, the guardian class, mm-hmm. is that they fear unique individual. They fear us, and like they trying to get rid of us, and that's like the single biggest threat to their system now, is people who are going to be individual and be their true selves, their true, you know, mm-hmm. know who they are deep inside and connect with the spirit part of their self. And that's what they really fear about us. That's why they're trying to get rid of us.
Yes, so even the United Nations in its mandate said that they would have to destroy individuality. This has always been a prime motive that they've got. And mm-hmm. so you're quite right. They fear the individual. They don't mind the masses who are all mass think, they do the same things and all smile at the same time and watch the same television. But the individual is what they want to extinguish, yeah.
Yeah, they're really trying to get rid of us, and like they've been trying to do that stuff for like really, really long, like hundreds and thousands of years ago.
Yep.
And it's like they're at that point where, like, we possess, like, a serious threat for them, and they're going to do whatever they want to do, whatever they got to do to get rid of us, like burn the needle in the haystack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've often found in the past, even this goes back to the ancient Greeks, they knew that the peasantry were getting upsy or annoyed about things or when poverty was becoming extreme, and they would always have little arrangements. They'd talk about wars and get them into wars because suddenly they can get more people into the military. It takes down the population. They profit from the wars at the top, and so their problem is over for a little while. And that's been a standard routine down through the ages with all countries and kings and so on. And it's still the same today. They don't know how they could possibly allow people to be free, really free, and still maintain their positions over the people. It's kind of like sheep grazing. You know, you don't want to move from that field when it's a happy grazing field, and you get used to it. So they've got to keep you in constant panic and stampeding and moving along this path which they are directing. And you're quite right. Bertrand Russell said it too, that individuality was their main target. They'd have to destroy it. And we have only had really a couple of hundred years of what we could think of as individuality. But prior to that, people were the masked man once again. They knew very little, lived in working communities or farm communities, and they went to church, and the church taught them they were all brothers and sisters and taught them a formula and a culture. And so they never had a chance to develop their individuality until about 200 years ago. And most people today, the masked man, still doesn't know how to cope with individuality. You understand that?
Yeah, and what they're really trying to do now is, like, they're trying to force the tiny few that know what's going on in the matrix and the system, whatever you want to call it. They're trying to make us follow the masses. Like, people around you, they're so, like, conditioned to the system that they always try to force the few of us to try to, like follow what they say. Well, you know what's right, so you all got to follow us. If you don't follow us, we're going to start, like, you know, making you look. It's like they're trying to, like, make you follow them. If you don't follow them, they're going to snitch on you. They're going to say what's up, like you're not a part of them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And they count upon the general population to do it for them. This has been tried and tested in China with a form of what they call social approval and disapproval, where they've trained the masses to turn on someone who is different. And what being different can be eating something different or even growing your own food. You're now antisocial. Or having a second child. You don't need the military to drag off the woman anymore to the abortion clinic. The local people will do it themselves. That's called social disapproval. And we see it here now. It's coming. It's pretty well here now with the people being told to be snitches on everyone else. And if you are, you're a member of a good citizenry.
Yeah, and like it's like getting like really hard for people like me and you and those other people out there who see what's going on. We're trying to tell like the masses, trying to like help people close around us, but like it's like really fighting like a useless battle with them or useless trying to talk, because I think like a lot of those people, they're asleep and we just got to not even worry about them. They don't want to wake up. They like living in the system. They don't want to be told nothing that goes contrary to what the system tell them every day. So like me and you and other people, like we like crazy. Like I feel like different living in this world. I feel like alienated from all my friends and families. You feel different.
Yes, and that's a price you pay for truth. And when people ask me for truth, I always caution them. I said, you really, really want to know. I said, because you'll end up as a very lonely person.
Yeah, you get lonely.
That's true. Yeah, there's a price to pay for the truth and knowledge. And you have to play two different roles, one to the rest of the public or your friends or relatives, just to be accepted if you still want to be, and keep the peace, and yourself that goes out with the knowledge looking for people that's asking for it. So you almost have to be an actor with those that you know and you have to live with.
Yeah, but another thing I noticed, Alan, about like the masses, I think like pretty soon, no matter if they're your family, your friends, when he's still inside that system, the matrix, pretty soon they're going to start selling you out to the authorities and stuff. See, I know this guy. He used to talk bad stuff about the system. Go talk to him over there. Like, talk to him. He used to say a lot of stuff about the government and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. I see it happening now. Mm-hmm. You've got to understand, the majority of the public always want the sameness. They don't want even individuality. Most of them are afraid even to think in quietness. You know, they can't stand quietness where they have to think, so they keep something, some noise on all the time, or they watch television, but they don't want to think for themselves. They've given up their ability to think. And if you will actually make them afraid, because you're coming out with stuff that's not on the major media. It's not being told to them on the comfortable media. And they'll start to be afraid of you and feel threatened in their complacency. And it's also a time, you see, where people don't want to know. They are making choices.
Yeah.
There's something else going on here in this world that's much bigger than all of this. And people are making choices right now as to what happens in the future, and perhaps even to them.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, they fear knowing what's going on around. If they got to entertain thoughts like that, they're going to lead to some other type of stuff, and, like, it's going to, like, start affecting their DNA and all their genetics and all that stuff. It's going to make them start, like, thinking, and they put, like, a mental, like, barrier to knowledge like that. They don't want to know it.
Yes, that's right. And you'll also find a lot of them, I'm sure you'll see it, whatever comes out next for them to take or try and enhance themselves, they will run for it, just like the free flu shot. They'll want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Alan, I got you 3 books. I know how you stay. We all in the same. I'm going to send you a donation and stuff, but I got you 3 copies of them books. I still read it and stuff like that. So it's nice talking to you, man.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. So that's where we are, folks. And yes, the masses, it will end up being the best friends that the elite ever had. That's happened down through history in all times, where they think they're going to save themselves by being politically correct and being good. Good is only what the elite tell them is good, and they will become good. And they'll turn on those who don't go along, those who even draw stares in their direction. You'll make them afraid because you're drawing stares from the authorities, and they'll try and get rid of you or turn you in. And that's what happened in the Soviet Union. We have all the snitch programs going on here. We have cops, citizens on patrol. Every wannabe cop that's watched television all their whole life and buys detective stories now runs around in cars with little walkie-talkies, snitching on everything that looks to them suspicious. And I also know some of the people who've been lifted because of these programs and almost shot by mistake because of them. One guy was going into a post office to post some chocolates to his mum, and a woman was passing on patrol, cops patrol, and she phoned in 911 and said, this guy looks suspicious. And he was straddled against a wall in the post office, gun at his back, the whole thing, and he was told the woman didn't like the look of his face, I guess. He just looked suspicious, wasn't her type. Almost killed the guy. And that's what it comes down to when you're terrified of people around you. And that's what they want. They want to encourage that, in fact, the terror that anyone around you can turn you in for the wrong statement, the wrong thought you've expressed, or maybe even just the way you look. That's a bad society, and yet that's been promoted from the top down. The new Soviet system is all here, is implemented with the NGO groups, the non-governmental organization groups, comprising the Soviet, that's what Soviet really means, ruled by councils, unelected councils, by the way, and funded by the big foundations like the Rockefeller Center. And I know people in the Rockefeller Center who just sign checks all day for these groups. There's hundreds and hundreds, even the UFO groups all get funded by them. That's where they get all their money for their magazines and stuff. And all the New Age stuff is funded by them as well, because that keeps people off and happy at La La Land, and that does them no harm whatsoever. So we're run by the big, big foundations, the big moneyed boys, just like Albert Pike said would be, and that's what we find, that even the Illuminati's top men, at least the ones that were caught in one of the lodges, like Weishaupt said, he says, we shall create these foundations, multi-leveled foundations, extremely wealthy, and they will then fund, through philanthropy, certain organizations which will become the new activists, the government activists. And the governments are only too happy to pass into law what these particular groups want. And And that's because the guys at the Rockefeller Center and all the other foundations are in cahoots with the politicians, and they employ the heads of the NGOs. Look into all the NGOs that belong to the United Nations. There's hundreds of them, and some of them might surprise you. Some of them you'll actually think were on your side, but you have to go along with the tenants, all the tenants of the United Nations, to be allowed in as a member. Remember that at all times when you're reading those lists of NGOs. And that's the world we live in. The United Nations is French in one, UN is one, we're all going to be one, you see. And it's not a benevolent organization. It's had so much corruption stuck to it. They do great jobs, mind you, trying to get it all off. It's like tar, and use lots of petroleum to wash it off. During the food for oil scandal that's been swept under the rug, where Mr. Annan's son was in charge of this, he was making lots of money to a corporation that was feeding food into Iraq during the time when they had the embargo on oil, getting oil out in exchange for the food and raking in millions of dollars. And the head of the United Nations didn't even know his son was doing it. It was such a surprise to him. Well, that's how good their intelligence is at the United Nations, right? No, they're just the same bunch of corrupt sods that run all the other countries, and yet they're to be taken over, or they're going to take over as the supposedly government of the world one day. And they're tremendously corrupt. Tremendously corrupt. And all corruption at that level always hides behind the guise of doing good and charitable works. It's just amazing how they've used this for thousands of years, the same scam, because it's very hard to attack mum's apple pie and say there's something rotten in the center. So charity works very, very, very well, and good works works very well to cover up atrocities. Now, the Rwandans found this out very well. The Rwandans had that mass slaughter going on with the Hutus and the Tutsis, and there was one general from Canada in there with a small contingent from Belgium troops, to handle that whole fracas, and it drove this particular general into depression afterwards, almost suicidal, because the UN got all these reports of the coming slaughter for weeks and weeks and weeks, and nothing was done about it. It pretty well broke this man, and he wrote a book about it, Shake Hands with the Devil. I think it was called Shake Hands with the Devil, or Shout at the... Yeah, it was Shake Hands with the Devil. And the man himself, the general, now that he's recovered from his depression, has joined an NGO group to work with the United Nations to try and stop future wars. So he's actually joined the very problem that caused it in the first place. He hasn't quite figured it out, that this was intentional, that the Rwandans should be have this big slaughter going on. They don't make mistakes like that. They don't make them at all like that. And believe you me, if they want to move masses of troops quickly, they'll do it extremely quickly. When they don't, and give you all the excuses, there's always another reason behind it. And it's interesting, too, that Rwanda is one of the biggest coffee producers. The last time they had that happen there, the price of coffee went sky high, and the big buyers and so on brought in millions of dollars until they were back on their feet, because they raised coffee through the roof. There's always a reason for things, and big business has no conscience. The whole purpose of big business is to get profit, maximize the profit by any ways and means possible. I had watched a program to do with Sierra Leone, and it was about the European mercenaries and British mercenaries that were over there fomenting a civil war and training the natives to fight each other. And it was all on behalf of a gold and diamond corporation based in London. And the big CEO of this corporation was asked, why do you have the right to start wars with people who are at peace, all for the sake of money and business? And the CEO, this big guy with the three chins, they've generally had three chins, looked astounded, and he said, he says, well, he says, all that wealth is sitting there and the natives are doing nothing with it. That was his excuse. It's like, what a preposterous question to ask me. It's business. You see, it's business. And that's how it works in this world of ours. It's all business. The same excuse was given by the little man in Toronto who was the purchaser for one of the big companies here that bought blood products from the U.S. when Clinton signed the deal that prisons could sell tainted blood. And it wiped out a good portion of people who in Canada who were hemophiliacs. And, of course, the Royal Inquiry went nowhere. And they waited about 15 years till most of them had died off before they came to their conclusions in the inquiry and their awards. Of course, by that time, most of them were dead. That's what they always do. And but anyway, the guy from, I think it was Connaught Laboratories that bought all the blood products was on television, interviewed on the steps, going up into his doorway, and he just turned around quite casually and said the same thing. He says, "What's wrong?" He says, "It's business. It's business." That was his answer to it all. It's business. And these little psychopaths are all over the place. It's business. Psychopaths. See, they have no conscience at all. They're not normal at all. But they're the most aggressive and successful in the system because they run the system. And the ones at the very, very top are the king psychopaths of all. I'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And just winding up really, I'm actually winding up to go and do more, but we're at the end of the show. I just want to remind people that I don't get paid for the shows I'm on, I don't ask for money. and I depend upon people to order my books and DVDs and donate to keep me going here, because I have to live like everyone else. Perhaps not the same circumstances. I live in the boonies, and it can be pretty rough at times, especially when the winter is coming on. And so if you enjoy the stuff I'm putting out there and all the information I'm putting out there, you can always write to me or donate some money to me. And my address is on the website to keep this going. And next week, I hope to go through some books with you with certain quotes, very, very important books to give you an idea into the mindsets of the types of people who run the world, the ones who are incredibly clever and scheming, they have a natural talent and gift for it because they're psychopathic, and it's a book about psychopaths, in fact, and this particular type of successful, dominant psychopath. It's a very interesting book I'll be reading next week on the air. Everyone should tune in, and you'll learn a lot. You'll learn about the signs and the symptoms and how their minds operate. You'll see the MOs of these characters, and you'll see why they club together, because they recognize each other intuitively. They form their clubs, allow each other in, because they're all of the same type. No, they're not walking crocodiles. No, they didn't come from Sirius. And no, they're not from Mars. They're just an aberrant type living within our system. And many of them at the top have been inbred, because certain qualities were bred out of them. When you want a king, you don't want a lovey-dovey king who's awful nice to the people, because, you know, he might let the people keep most of the goods themselves that they produce, and you will be living better than they are. Well, you want one who can be rather ferocious and nasty at times and ruthless, and that's what they've got, you see. Not just kings and queens, but the myriads of the helpers down the ladder, right down to even your local policeman, because it takes aside a particular type of personality to want to be a policeman. They like to see people quiver. They get off on it. That's part of the job. They get off on watching people being afraid of them. These are the bully types. And unfortunately, we breed them too at the bottom level. That's where they're recruited from. And there's lots of them out there. And that's also reinforced by all the TV shows, all the propagandic fictional shows on detectives and how conscientious they are. But in reality, it's totally different. They like to wear a gun on the hip, and as long as no one else does, and stop your car and maybe impound it, which is stealing your car. But anything to make you squirm makes them feel very important. They get off on power. Power, power, power. What a terrible curse on the planet. They also rake a lot of money in for the governments that now depend on all the fines. When the Toronto police went on a work strike or a work to rule strike, the city lost thousands and thousands of dollars per day, which they bring in to their budgets. They expect that money to come in because crime pays. It pays certain fees. A few people, plus it plays the lawyers in the court system. So crime does pay very much, very, very well. I haven't seen a poor lawyer. And I think I hear the music coming up. And this is the weekend coming up. I hope you have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. From Hamish and myself up here in Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you. With recent